It's Tuesday, December 31st, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. APT 10 hit harder than we thought. Pokemon Go gives insight into AR. And California's privacy law hits tomorrow, and what you need to know. This is the Business of Tech. The Wall Street Journal published an investigation this week detailing that the Cloud Hopper cyber attacks that targeted major MSPs and cloud service providers were more significant than previously known. APT 10, a hacker group alleged to be connected to China, looks to have driven the attacks that started in 2016. Companies such as HP Enterprise, IBM, and CGI Group were all hit harder than originally thought. An open question, whether or not the hackers are still inside companies' networks today. Why do we care? Not to go out to the end of the year on a downer, but this problem is going to get worse before it gets better. These MSPs and CSPs are the big boys, and they're vulnerable too, and hackers have identified service providers as a great doorway into end customer systems. Security has been a theme all year. Yesterday was full of case studies, and going into 2020, service providers need to be focused on continuing to be vigilant. Remember the hype around Pokemon Go? CBC News in Canada has finally received requests under the Access to Information and Privacy Directorate that detail how the Canadian military responded to the augmented reality game. It's an interesting read about the consequences of a change in technology, with stories of kids climbing tanks, vans on the edge of military property, and even trying to leverage it for additional visitors to a military museum. It also generated a bunch of work for the military, including military police having to inventory the bases looking for virtual Pokemon infrastructure. Link in the show notes. So why do we care about this one? On augmented reality and virtual reality, I'm a lot less interested in VR due to the difficulty of really making it effective. Even gaming hasn't taken off in this space. On AR, I'm a lot more bullish. There really are a lot of smart uses for this technology, from industrial applications like what we've seen Microsoft demonstrating with their HoloLens technology, all the way to these consumer uses like Pokemon Go. You may think Pokemon Go was a fad, but as of April of this year, it generates $200,000 a day, and in 2018, generated nearly $800 million. Particularly in Asia, active users continue to grow pretty dramatically, with projections of 311 million users there. There are a lot of clever uses for AR, and what you thought might have been a fad is a really solid business. Tomorrow, January 1st, 2020, will not only be a new decade, but will be the implementation of the California Consumer Privacy Act. Here's a quick primer on what's in the law. Californians have the right to know what personal information is being collected about them. Practically, a business must tell you that it collects personal information about you before or as that information is collected. Californians have the right to know whether their personal information is sold or disclosed and to whom. A business must tell you the types, but not the names, of third parties it shares your information with, but you do have to ask. You can also ask to have it deleted. Californians have the right to say no to the sale of personal information. Businesses must give you a way to opt out of having your information sold. Californians have the right to access their personal information. This means businesses must offer you a way to request a copy of the personal information they have collected, and they must provide it free of charge within 45 days of asking. Finally, Californians have the right to equal service and price, even if they exercise these privacy rights. This means you can't be charged extra or refuse service if you use these rights. However, you can be offered bonuses or incentives in exchange for the information. It should be pretty obvious why we care. This is a big deal in terms of implementing privacy in the United States, as with the size of the California economy and the number of tech firms based or with significant operations there, this is a big deal. We don't know how enforcement will work yet. As challenges to privacy are offered and move through the courts, we will learn more about how this will shake out. The law is likely to produce other ones, both at the state level and then potentially at the federal level. A federal law would be a positive, making implementation easier for companies, as opposed to potentially 50 different laws. This framework is also similar to GDPR in Europe, and so it's possible to be consistent between both regions. Happy New Year! Here's a first step to privacy and distinctly consulting opportunities to be found. Today's episode is brought to you by the Killing It Podcast. Episode 40 is now out. Three topics: drone food delivery going nationwide in 2020, resilience and how to recharge your batteries and bring yourself back to a place of productivity, and finally, a discussion about breaking terms. Did the year change the way we talk about technology? Three topics, three hosts in 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show in your favorite podcatcher. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm fighting a bit of a cold, so I hope you don't hear too much of that in my voice. I'll be taking tomorrow off to celebrate the new year, and we'll be back January 2nd with all new content each and every day going forth into the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening.